speedbuilders.com. At this point in time, you can't recall which?
No, sir, I cannot.
After you were rear-ended, you got out of your vehicle. The defendant's vehicle backed up some 6 to 8 feet. You looked over to the rear, found there was no damage. Then the defendant's vehicle rear-ended you, impacted with you?
Yes.
Forced you into the trunk area? And you were there for some period of time, some 30 to 60 seconds. Then the defendant's vehicle backed up, is that correct?
Forced me into the bumper and the trunk area for a time, and then the vehicle backed up.
Then you were supporting yourself on the defendant's vehicle, and from your rear pocket, or...
Yes.
You brought out your identification?
Yes.
Did you draw your service weapon at that time?
I don't carry a service weapon off duty.
So the answer is no, I did not draw the service weapon?
No, I did not draw the service weapon.
Do you know if, after you drew your identification and showed it to him, do you know where Mr. Whitlow was?
He was off to the side of the vehicle.
So that I'm accurate and clear, at the time you showed your identification, you were still physically connected to the rear end of the Whitlow vehicle?
Yes.
What occurred then?
At that point, after I'd identified myself to the defendant, a security guard drove up on a little three-wheel scooter, and I identified myself to him as a police officer, and I requested the assistance of the LAPD, as well as an ambulance. Correction, I believe he requested the ambulance on his own.
Well, did you say anything to the defendants, other than what you have told me up to that point in time?
Not that I can recall, no.
Did Mr. Whitlow?
Not that I can recall.
You observed the security guard do what at that point in time after you talked with him?
He was motioning to us to get the vehicles out of the roadway.
Did you?
Mr. Whitlow did.
What did you do when he was getting the vehicle out of the roadway?
I don't recall exactly how I got over to the side of the roadway, whether I walked over on my own power, or whether I got back in his car. I might have gotten back in his car.
What was the defendant's vehicle doing during this period of time?
It was sitting motionless.
Did the defendant's vehicle ever move off to the right side of the roadway, behind the Whitlow vehicle?
Yes, it did.
That was with the passenger and the driver?
I believe so, yes.
Was the passenger, what did he look like, or she?
It was a male, but I don't recall what he looked like.
How would you describe the defendant, sir?
Oh, male Caucasian, maybe light brown hair, approximately 20 years of age, I believe. A slender build, that's about it.
When you say 20, are you referring to anywhere between 19 and 22, or do you know if he was 20 at the time?
I didn't even know he was 20, just a rough estimate.
So he was definitely under 25?
I would say so, yes.
Did he have any distinguishing features about him, besides being a thin male Caucasian, maybe in his 20s?
No.
Before the Whitlow vehicle pulled over to the side, did you say anything else to the defendant?
I just told him not to...
Other than what you've already told me?
No.
So, you said at one time what you have told me, is that correct?
Correct.
You had no other conversation with the defendant other than what you have already told me before you moved over to the side of the road, correct?
Not at that point.
All right. Now, tell me when you next had conversations with the defendant.
I next had conversations when he got out of his vehicle and approached me.
What occurred at that time, sir?
As he exited his vehicle, I noticed him to stagger slightly while hanging onto the car that he was driving.
Just tell me the conversation, sir.
The conversation was such that he approached me, you know, indicating that he was extremely sorry, and also taking full blame onto himself, you know, very remorseful. Something to the effect that, why did I do it, you know, as if realizing the mistake had been made.
Well, did he indicate to you, sir, how the accident occurred or why the accident occurred?
No, sir, he did not.
But he said, I'm sorry, it's my fault?
Yes.
Or words to that effect?
Not so much to the exact wording, but words to that effect, taking blame on himself.
You had no doubt in your mind that the accident, with respect to the defendant, was being confessed to as to fault?
Well, blame was being taken on by himself, yes.
And he expressed the thought that he was sorry that the accident occurred?
Yes.
And did he say, how are you, or words to that effect?
Not that I recall.
Did he indicate to you what was the reason that he allowed his vehicle to impact with you?
No, sir, he did not.
He didn't say something to the effect that, I didn't see you, or I just wasn't watching where I was going?
No, he didn't.
What else occurred with respect to conversations after that point in time, concerning the conversations you have just related to me?
Pardon me?
Between you and the defendant.
I don't recall any more conversation, other than I told him to stay away.
You told him to what, sir?
To stay away, to basically to go back to his car and wait.
Did he do that?
Yes, he did.
Did his passenger ever get out?
I don't recall. I don't believe so, because I never came into contact with his passenger.
When the defendant went back into his vehicle, did you observe his actions in going back into his vehicle?
Yes.
What did he do?
Basically, he walked back into his car using his left hand supporting what I felt was his balance on his car as he made his way back into the driver's seat.
When you talked with the defendant, how far in distance were you from him after the impact occurred?
Within 2 feet face to face.